Let's go. It's Believe in Saints, and it's never too early to start previewing next year.
Yeah, I mean, the last two seasons, I really feel like we finished the season strong, right?
And yeah.
But when you look at our record, you're like, man, like 7-9, 9-8, just not good enough, right? And, you know, I think about a lot of the games we played, you know, a lot of one-score games, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I remember we went up there to Green Bay, we lost by 1 point, you know what I mean? So it's like, how can we put the work in throughout the offseason, throughout camp? Like, how can we grow closer so that we do win 2, 3, 4, you know, more games? Because we have the players to do it. Right. And, you know, we've had opportunities to win, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just haven't done it. And so if we could just, man, focus on the work and then, man, just win those games that you're supposed to, you know,
right.
Steal the game that you're supposed to steal, you know,
and right.
We'll find ourselves in a much better situation. We're not that far off. Like I said, 7-9 and 9-8, like all you need is three, four more wins, man. And, you know, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they were 11-6. So it could happen, you know what I mean? But you have to find a way to create that momentum towards the end of the season that carry us to the offseason. But we have the players to do it. I think our coaches are pretty good too. So we have everything we need, man. We just got to find a way to finish those games and close them out stronger.
Yeah.
That's obviously the GOAT, Tyrann Mathieu, with Robert Griffin III on his podcast, RG3 and the Ones. And look, I want to discuss how far the Saints are off. You know, I felt this past NFL draft, they went and got pieces that will immediately help them. One that includes JaQuincy Kool-Aid McKinstry, who we talked about in the last episode.
And it's like you said, like the expectations have been so high for you guys because you have the guys to get it done.
Right.
So when you look at a guy on your side of the ball, like Marshawn Lattimore, like what there's been, you know, trade speculation all offseason. But what does a guy like him bring to your defense that makes him so valuable?
Yeah, man, he represents everything it means to play defense, you know, for the Saints in Dennis Allen, you know, defense.
Okay.
We play a lot of man-to-man. It's a lot of man-on-man, you know what I mean? And that's your guy. Wherever he goes, you got him. You know? And I think we really count on that, you know, in that regard. You know, especially in our division and our conference too, man. Like,
it's true.
I mean, every team has, you know, a really good receiver, you know, and you have to have a really good corner, right? Or you don't have a chance. And so, you know, he provides us with that security. And, you know, he's motivated too. You know, the last couple of years hasn't really gone his way either. You know, I've talked to him a few times this offseason, and like he's itching to get back to it, you know, because people are talking about him.
That's true.
He's one of the best corners in his league.
Yeah.
So, he's definitely motivated, and think he'll be ready to roll this year for sure.
Yeah. So you talked about, like, when you bring up and you give all that description about Lattimore, that doesn't sound like a guy I would trade. Just personally, I know you don't have anything to do with that. That's not the decisions that we're making. So I'm not going to ask you that question, but he just seems like he's so valuable to you guys. And then you go to the draft, and it feels like to me what you guys did in the draft was more so like depth related to give you guys those pieces just in case something does happen.
Yeah.
And you guys bring in a guy that's like all nickname team, kind of like you with the Honey Badger, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
He is a man coverage guy.
Yeah.
He plays that cat defense, and you covered that cat over there, and he'll go do it. Have you had a chance to like either meet him or watch his game, or what do you think he could possibly bring to the defense as well?
Man, he's so polished, you know, and I always respect that because, you know, a lot of people think I'm a flashy player, but I'm really a technician,
you know.
And so I always relied on my coaches, you know, to kind of give me that stuff, and then I just put my own sauce on it. Right. And so I say that to say, man, he's a polished player. You know, he comes from under Nick Saban. So I already know he understands the quarterback position, Nick position, and a safety position. I know he's a smart player. Right. And so obviously that's learning curves, you know, when you come to the league. But I think he has more than enough talent, man, more than enough, just cognitive, you know, thinking ability that he'll be all right, especially in this defense. Right? Like, we play 4 or 5 cornerbacks. You know what I mean? And so we're going to need him to play early and play big for us.
Yeah, I think that's what Mickey Loomis said. He said, we need all the corners we can get.
Yeah.
Because of that style of defense you guys play it. And I just wanted to ask you this question because your coach, Dennis Allen, has been a topic of conversation, right? Some would say he's on the hot seat. But why is he the right coach for you as a player? And why is he the right coach for the Saints to go do what they want to do?
Well, he's a good coach, man. Like, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I've been around some of the best. You know, I played under Romeo Crennel. I played on the Ty Bowles. I played on the Spagnuolo, you know, in Kansas City, right? And he's up there, man. Like he's on, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I like to tell people too, man, like sometimes you just go through rough spots, you go through rough patches, you know? But I don't think that's like an indictment on your character, you know? Like, you know, it may just be the season you're in, you know what I mean? But, like, he's more than capable, you know, of leading us. You know, I think, you know, the kind of like what people are saying outside of us, we don't really feel like. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, we see him in the hall. We see him in the cafeteria. Like it's always love. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's always engaging with us. So, and I think as a professional player, like, that's all you can really ask for from your coach.
That's true.
Just ask how much he is doing everything.
Yeah, Robert Griffin is so good at the media thing. Huh? And look, as an LSU fan, I'm very conflicted between these two. And I won't play the clip. You can go listen to the full interview yourself. But I will say, as someone who has followed LSU football, whose life has been LSU football with Power Hour LSU, obviously the man that is interviewing Tyrann Mathieu is the same man who took Tyrann Mathieu's most prestigious individual award you can win in football, which is the Heisman Trophy. Now, there were other candidates mixed in there, but they did go on to talk about that. So I'll obviously link it down below if you want to see the full interview there. But obviously, this is a Saints-related podcast, and I have heard the same from, you know, other players when discussing Dennis Allen. And look, this is a case in most locker rooms outside of course, disaster scenarios like Urban Meyer. Most head coaches are liked by their players in the NFL, okay? At least I think that's the case. Obviously, there are other instances outside of just Urban Meyer, but even coaches you would consider to be maybe a little overrated, you know, like a guy like Mike Tomlin, who a lot of people who aren't in the NFL feel he's probably a little overrated with some of these playoff failures. But people in the NFL truly do love Mike Tomlin. And players truly do love Mike Tomlin, even if he's not the absolute best coach out there. Not the most modern coach as the NFL shifts towards a more offensive game. Look, I love Tyrann Mathieu. Obviously, his opinion is more valid than mine. And just a personal anecdote here. I collect Tyrann Mathieu's cards. He actually is my main collection that I have. I would say as much as you could like Dennis Allen, I do feel the Saints made a bad move keeping him around. But I think most of you feel that way. And people in the Saints locker room feel different. Now, I kind of sort of want to play this audio. I'll go ahead and play it. I will get into this topic. This is actually one that will get me mostly in trouble with the Saints media, but let's just go ahead and roll with it.
And I think he represents all that.
Yeah, and Tyrann, you're a leader. You've been a leader on every team you've been on. And there is a moment that you set up, you know, I'm not saying it's your fault, but you set up this moment when you had the 74-yard return down to the one-yard line. And there was a lot of commotion about Jameis Winston giving the ball to Jamal Williams on the fake victory formation touchdown, right? All fun and games until somebody gets fired. And that's exactly what happened to Arthur Smith. Right. So, there was a lot of speculation of like how the team felt about that.
Yeah.
From your perspective, seeing that happen and knowing how much Jamal Williams means to the team, just what was the locker room feel about that play? And then obviously how it put a heavy burden on Coach Allen.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, man, I actually think it came from a good place. Man, like when you see Jamal work, like he's one of the hardest working dudes. Like he's probably going to throw up after every workout. You know what I mean? Like that's how hard he's working, right?
And, right.
Man, we all go through stuff, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously the year before, like this thing he had, what, 21 touchdowns? 22,
yes.
Something crazy, yes, like that, right? And
yeah,
like we couldn't find a way to get him in the end zone. And I think Jameis just kind of saw that. You know, he's like, man, this dude bust his ass all year. Like,
right.
Let's just get him in the end zone. You know, like right. We're right here, you know? So, and I think it came from that place, but. You know, obviously, man, I've been on defenses with Patrick Peterson, right? Like, challenge the play call. You know what I mean? You know, that's a conversation you got to have with coach. Like, it didn't come from a bad place. And I think you just have to make that clear.
Yeah. I know it puts the coach in a tough spot because you tell him to go do something, and then it's different. Like, I'm sure you caught a pick at some point in your career. Playing the coverage a little bit differently than it was maybe written up on paper. But because it was such a great play, no one hears about it.
Right.
Coach goes to a press conference. He's like, yep, I told him to play it just like that. Right? But because it was perceived as a negative, now it's like, oh, he doesn't have this, or the players don't respect this or whatever. So I completely understand where you're coming from with that. I appreciate you, you know, sharing that with us.
So, as I've shared from the get-go, Jameis Winston doing that, and obviously Jameis is with the Cleveland Browns, was one of the most Bush League things I have ever seen. And I understand, as a Saints fan, we should be backing Jameis Winston. We should be backing Jamal Williams, because the year before he had 21 touchdowns, and this past year he didn't have a touchdown until that final play. But in my history of covering football, I just don't remember a time where something was so unfreaking believably dysfunctional like that play. I still, to this day, can't say enough how poorly all of that was handled. Okay? When you start with the actual play itself, undermining the coach on a victory formation, okay? For so long, offenses, when they go victory formation, they have been begging defensive linemen to not dive at offensive linemen knees to go make a play. Or to not fire off and actually do something on the play. And finally, as the game has, you know, evolved, players do not fire off anymore on victory formation. But now this opens up the door for that to actually happen. And on top of that, you know, if it was on the shoe was on the other foot, a lot of Saints fans would be furious about that. With that said, Dennis Allen in the following press conference should have still had his players back and taken responsibility for all of it. That's part of what concerns me about Dennis Allen is the PR aspect of the job is not the absolute best for him. So he's not really a good coach, and I'm not sure he handles the podium as well as other coaches do. But obviously that is in the rear view. Tyrann Mathieu says, obviously he said it was a very complex issue. And, you know, as a Saints fan, I was happy Jamal Williams was able to get that touchdown, but that should have never happened. And the fact that players, I don't think players are going to do this to Bill Belichick. I don't think players would ever do this to Mike Tomlin, but they did it to Dennis Allen. So, yes, those words of encouragement from Tyrann Mathieu make me feel a lot better about Dennis Allen to a certain extent. But it also can't change my mind on Dennis Allen until he is not the coach of the New Orleans Saints. As we run things back with Derek Carr – going into next year. Now, Tyron obviously had more to say, including some on Spencer Rattler. I'll link the RG3 interview in the description down below. But overall, good to hear from Tyron. Really excited for this next year. And really excited to hear what he had to say about JaQuincy Kool-Aid McKinstry. The Saints do run a lot of man coverage. You know, zone coverage, cover two, cover four quarters, that kind of stuff is kind of taken over the NFL. Obviously, very safe coverage alignments, two high shells, and you can still run a lot of man and two high. But, you know, teams have become more conservative. Saints, you know, if you're Paulson Adebo, and, you know, I think so much has been put on Marshawn Lattimore. Paulson Adebo is also coming up to a big, big, big year this next year for the Saints. He has been a decent player. Alante Taylor as well as a player that Tyrann Mathieu loves. He's got a big year coming up as well. So once again, check out the full interview and let me know what you guys would like to hear on the show. Okay. It is Believe in Saints. I'd love to connect with you on social media at Carter the Power. Let's go.